All right, good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
Gotta confess, I feel like I'm still decompressing a little bit from our trip. In many ways, I feel like so much has happened in the last week. I feel like I've lived part of a lifetime. So much has happened in this past week. Well, this morning, our team would like to share with you about the Week of Hope. This past week, there were 16 of us who went to Canandaigua, New York. And there we had various ministry projects. And so this morning, here's what you can expect. I'm going to be sharing a little bit about our theme this past week, which was renovation. Some of you can see some of the students are wearing their renovate shirts. So I'll be sharing a little bit about that. And then we're going to have a slideshow so that you can kind of see some of the pictures, some of the things that we were doing over the past week. And then after the slideshow, each of our team is going to be sharing just a little bit about what they were doing and how they saw God working and how God was renovating them. Okay. And then as you're watching the slideshow or as you're listening to what we're sharing, if you have questions, just hold on to those questions and think about those questions, because at the end we'll have a time for Q&A. So if any of you guys think of or have questions that you'd like to ask our team about what we experienced or what God was doing or anything like that, at the end, we'll have time for you to ask questions. We'll just open it up and we'll take questions. We'll field questions for a few minutes. Okay. And then after the Q&A time, there's a few of us, not me, but a few that's going to share something else that we learned this last week as well. So this past week, the theme was renovation, okay? And so I'd like to start out just by sharing with you a passage. I don't know, hopefully we can cue it up. If not, I can just read it to you. But I wanted to talk with you a little bit about God's renovation of us, okay? And this is out of Colossians. And throughout the week, we broke down this passage every day. We'd hear part of this passage. Okay, so I'm going to read it to you. And then Elisa will read it to you in Chinese. And then I just want to share a little bit about it. Okay. In its place, you have clothed yourselves with a brand new nature that is continually being renewed as you learn more and more about Christ, who created this new nature within you. Since God chose you to be the holy people whom he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. You must make allowance for each other's faults and forgive the person who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. And the most important piece of clothing you must wear is love. Love is what binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful.
今年那个短宣的主题是更新，所以这是从格罗西书第三章十节，穿上了新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象，十二节到十五节是，所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。 倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎么饶恕你们，你们也要怎么样饶恕人。在这一切之外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的，又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召，归为一体。
却要存感谢的心。
Okay, so before I left, I shared with you a cross that we had made out of old things, just old junk that we had put together. And we actually exchanged that cross with another group. And so this is the cross we brought back. But the idea was that all the stuff, all the old stuff that we had made the cross with, God is now in the process of renewing us. Paul is talking about, hey, we were once had a different nature. Before we became Christians, before you knew the Lord, what our heart inside of us, our nature, our very inner being was different. But for everyone of us brothers and sisters and all the brothers and sisters in the church, those of you who have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, every single one of you now has a new heart, a new inner being. And what part of what Paul tells us to do, since we have this new nature, since we have a new being, he tells us to go ahead and put on our new nature. He tells us to go ahead and put on and clothe ourselves with the character of Christ.
保罗告诉我们说，当我们信主的时候，其实就穿上一个衣服，像他刚刚一样，这个衣服就是耶稣基督的个性。
He basically says, since your heart, you have the heart of Christ, go ahead and put on tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
他说，既然你有耶稣基督的心，你就可以晓得，你可以再穿上耶稣基督的恩慈、谦卑、温柔、忍耐跟爱。
Okay. And part of what I part of why I enjoy missions trips is that you know, at least on Saturday nights and Sundays, we do have to practice. Putting on these things.
这次我去短宣，我觉得除了做工以外，我很享受的就是每一天我们不做工的时候，我们都要有意识的要活出这些耶稣基督的个性来。
But the unique thing about missions trips, is that unlike Saturday nights or Sundays, where after we worship together, we go home. The unique thing about missions trips is that we spent about eight hours in the car together out there and on the way back. And we also within our crews, each of these behind me were on a different crew. We have to work for a whole week closely with our crew.
这个短宣有一个特别跟平常生活不一样，就是我们不只是礼拜六礼拜天来见两个钟头就回家，我们这一个礼拜每一天都活在一起，除了做工见面的时候我们都生活在一起，然后我们有很多的相处。
And so one of the unique things about these type of experiences is that we have to live with each other on a continual basis.
所以我们没有办法跟别人不见面，我们必须每一天不停地在一起生活，彼此看见对方。
And sometimes under circumstances that are challenging, like each of us were sleeping in a church, and the church was not air conditioned. The church was the weather was probably not as hot as here, from what I understand, but it was in the mid 80s. We were sleeping on the floor in close quarters. And then during the workday, we were, again, many of us were working outside in close contact with our team.
比如说晚上在这六天，我们晚上睡在一个教堂里，大家都睡在一起，不是有一个人一个房间，大家都睡在一起，而且也没有冷气，外面温度大概是白天是80几度， 那白天做工的时候，我们也不是一个人做一件事，而是大家一起做。
And so whenever these kind of circumstances are about and we are living in close quarters, it is an opportunity for God to work in us because, boy, it becomes much more challenging to live together, okay? It becomes challenging.
是非战，非常不容易，而且是对我们每一个人俩都是一个挑战，因为我们没有时间伪装，我们活在一起的时候，我们怎么样就是怎么样，大家都看见。
But for us, this is where, brothers and sisters, I don't know what the Chinese equivalent idiom would be, but the American idiom is, this is where the rubber meets the road, okay, as far as our faith goes.
我用一个美国的俗语来表示，这样的大家生活在一起很相近的时候，就像汽车的轮胎碰到马路一样，中间没有空隙的。是非常不容易。
This is where we are actually working out or living out our faith. Not just reading about it, not just talking about it, but when we're in close quarters and when we're living with each other, this is where our faith is worked out in real life.
当我们生活在一起如此近的时候，这是一个机会让我们活出我们的信仰，或者是活不出我们的信仰。
Paul goes on to say, you must make allowance for each other's faults and forgive the person who offends you.
保罗继续说，我们要学会凡事包容，彼此饶恕，像主饶恕我们一样。
So, similar to, for all of you, when you think about working with your co-workers in whatever ministry that you are ministering in,or whenever you think about when you leave these doors and you're back with your family and you're living together, hey, this is where our faith is worked out. This is where we're actually challenged to put on and live out the new nature that is within us.
当你跟你的一个同工在很紧密的一起同工的时候，或者你回到家里跟你的家人在一起的时候，那个就是我们活出我们的信仰，或者活不出我们信仰的时候。
I've got to share with you at least one quick story about how we actually saw this worked out in a pretty radical way while we were at the Week of Hope. There was one girl who shared every night. Oh, go ahead.
现在跟各位分享一个我们这个礼拜发生的事，就表现出我们怎么样。在那样的一个挑战性的环境里，活出我们的信仰。
Each of the nights, the youth or the students would have an opportunity to share how God was working. And one particular young woman got up and shared how, based on this passage, she decided to call her father.
每天晚上我们都有机会大家一起来分享。这一天发生什么事情？有一天晚上，有一个女生，就我们读了这段经文以后，我们分享以后，她就决定要跟她父亲打电话。
She had not told her father that she had loved him. I think she said for something like 4 or 5 years.
这位女生说，她回想过去4-5年，她都没有跟她爸爸说我爱你。
And the reason was is that her father.Had an affair.
他觉得这原因他为什么没有跟他父亲说话，因为他父亲有一个外遇，婚外情。
And she shared that she genuinely hated her father.
他对他父亲有很多负面的情绪。
But during this last week, she made a phone call while we were at the Week of Hope, and she actually called her father.And shared with him that she forgave him, and she told him that she loved him.
在这过去这个礼拜的时候，他就跟他父亲打了一个电话，告诉他说：“我赦免你，我爱你。”
And he shared with her that he loved her too.
这个父亲说：“我也爱你。”
But it was a radical way that God was renewing her heart. God was renovating her.
这就是一个经历，上帝怎么样更新。 这位更新我们在这个过程里。
But Paul tells us that the most I left one out here, and the last one I left out was love.
下面最后还有一个是最重要的，就是爱。
And Paul basically says, "Hey, of all of these that you put on, the most important one that we can put on is love."
所以保罗说，这么多的个性，中间最重要的。最大的就是爱。
Because if you clothe yourselves with love, with your co-workers, in your ministries, with your family, all these others are encompassed within love. Humility, and gentleness, and patience, and kindness, and tender-hearted mercy.
假如我们跟人的关系，特别是我们家人，我们同工中间关系有爱的话，那其他的恩慈、良善、谦卑、忍耐，都容易活出来。
So okay, you might hear at least some of these themes as the youth share. But what we're going to do now is we're just going to show a slideshow of kind of just some of the things that we experienced this past week. I just want to give you an average day before we go on, just so you can kind of know maybe some of the images that you will be seeing.
现在我们要放一个这个短片，就是我们这个礼拜生活，也许你可以从中间体会到我们这个礼拜生活内容。
We would get up and we'd have breakfast at 7, and we'd also, during that time at 7 o'clock, we'd make our lunches for the project that we would be going to. After that, we would actually have a time of large group devotion, which would talk about the theme for the day.
每天早上我们七点半就吃早饭，吃完早饭我们会准备中带一些食物，然后我们就有一个灵修时间。
And then basically from 9 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon, we would basically be at our project. So a lot of the pictures you'll see will be, some of them will be at the projects.
然后9点到下午3点就是我们出去做工的时间。
And then after that, we would actually have some free time until dinner time. Have dinner. After dinner, we would actually have a large group meeting where we'd come together, share about our day, hear some testimonies, have some praise and worship, and then finally we'd close our day with our youth group devotion.
然后三点到吃晚饭前就自由时间，然后吃晚饭。吃晚饭以后，我们分享时间是一个 large group， 100人吧。
And then,
yeah,
there was about 100 people.
所以他晚上分享时间不是只是他们，是整个他们那个 team 有100多人一起在分享。那分享完以后，这个我们教会的这十几个人在一起。
Okay, so without further ado, we'll go ahead and play the slideshow.
好，我们现在就放这个 slideshow。
Never win. But the Lord's done true. Just made a difference. strength takes to stand before a giant with just a sea and a storm. Surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giants call out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win. You never win. But the voice comes true.
Just to, I wanted some of the pictures that you saw up there. Some of the pictures you saw were us in the kitchen. So one of the things that we did was each of the youth groups took turns cooking for one another. So the whole kind of all the meals were kind of cooked up by various youth groups. So we shared the responsibilities of cooking and serving one another. And also, I just wanted to just clarify for everyone, the last testimony, the testimony about the girl who asked for forgiveness from her father, was actually from another church. Just so we can, so I just don't want anything going on.
这样说,
misunderstandings going on, right? So,
首先要 clarify 澄清一下刚刚我说的那个见证，一个女孩子，她跟她父亲道歉，父亲有外遇，她不是从我们教会出来的，因为她。 这个 group 有100多人，每天晚上大家一起分享，所以他们要轮流烧饭，每一个教会去的人要轮流烧饭给别人吃，所以他们刚刚就照他们做饭服侍的镜头。
Okay, so I'm going to have each of our team members share a little bit about their experience. What I've asked our team to share is they're just going to introduce themselves, share what their project was and a little bit about what they were doing this past week. And then I've asked them to share one or two things, or maybe both. One, I'll ask them to share how God was renovating you. So, like, ask them to share how they were renovated in some way by God this past week. And they could share how they saw God working through their ministry, through their crew. Some of them may refer to what we call God sightings, and that's just simply this is how we saw God working through our crew. So
现在要请他们每一个我们这些去的成员上来分享。他们只要分享三个，第一个是他们到底这六天他们做了什么，第二他们怎么样经历上帝改变他们，第三他们要经历分享他们看见上帝，经验上帝，也许不在他身上看见上帝的工作。
Okay, so first up is Miss Joyce.
What it means is Joyce, and what a group to like a nursing home, just like 很老的人住的地方 and then 我们在外面 like buy weeds and plant flowers. And 我去这个 trip.学到最重要就是不要担心很多，然后就把 everything 放在主的手里面。因为我 before 我去了，我最担心的一个事情就是我会跟我的朋友分开，然后需要跟我不知道的人一起。然后第一天晚上，他们就把我们 everybody 都分成18个 group， 然后我就说主耶稣，为什么你都没有在听我的祷告，然后你为什么让这个事情发生到我身上。 And 然后我的 group 里面就是有三个我一样的年纪的人，然后两个大人照顾我们。然后我现在回想的时候，我就想说我就很难想象我的 life 没有 meet 到这些那么好的人。然后像如果说当初我的妈妈听我的话，然后让我不用去这个的话，我就也不会 meet 到这些人。然后我就让我很确定说一定是主耶稣在把我的 life plan 得很好，然后 even though 我不知道我自己的 like what's gonna happen in 我的 life, like God 都 always 知道说 what's gonna happen next. 然后我的 leader Rick他就跟我们分享说他是一个 retired 的 police officer, 然后他每次都是他一天到晚都需要把青少年arrest, 跟因为他们都做了一个很不好的事情，然后他就最后一天就开始哭。然后他是一个很大的一个很 like 壮的人，然后看起来很凶吧，他就哭，然后他就说谢谢你让我可以遇到是不是坏的青少年，然后让我可以有 hope 在我的 life 里面，说不是每个人都是坏。然后我就是很谢谢跟很就是很要谢谢主耶稣，说他让我去这个 trip, 然后就真的 change 我的 life, and 我就是真的可以看到神的生命在一个别的人身上是看起来是什么是怎么样子。谢谢。
你们好，我是他们那个成人的那个队长，我就是有6个高中生在我那一组。然后我们服侍的地方就是那个 Salvation Army, 就是那个summer camp, 然后就是5岁到12岁的小孩哈， 他们呢，他们的背景呢，就是他们就是一个低收入的背景出来的小孩，或者是从破碎家庭的小孩。这个Salvation Army其实就是免费的，他们一天只收一块钱。那个一块钱呢，包括早餐、午餐、午餐，然后还有一些 snacks。那我们去那边呢，做什么呢？我们去那边其实就是帮他们陪着小孩玩哈。其实我很受感动的，就是说，我去那边的时候，这些小孩都很需要人家的，因为他们在家没有得到爱，所以他们来到Salvation Army，他看到一些成人，他们就很想跟你亲近哈。我根本不需要做什么事，我就坐在那边，就有很多小孩来跟我讲话，跟我讲他们的家是什么样的家。他说有时候他爸爸妈妈喝醉酒了，就打他们。我就觉得这小孩很勇敢，因为他们刚来，每天早上来的时候，那都是愁眉苦脸，就是唱歌，唱完歌以后，他们就很开心，那整天他们就很开心，大家玩在一起，我在想他们回家是那个日子怎么过？我想一想，其实神也很安排他们，就是把一些，就是把这些。这些人真的就是，其实在里面做事的人都是大学生哈，那个工作不好做，因为这些小孩都是，就是没有管教的小孩，所以他们的那个生活其实不是很好的生活，所以他们去那边都是喊喊叫叫，那些高大学生都要在喊那边喊喊叫叫，说他们为什么要喊喊叫叫？有一天我们礼拜四的时候要帮他们的时候，我才知道我也要喊喊叫叫，因为那些小孩不听你，就只好喊喊叫叫。但是我觉得这些大学生真的是很有爱心，他们可以在那边待哦，实在是很不简单，因为他们要待三个月，我们只有待一个礼拜。我自己学习到就是说，其实就是看到神的爱，在当中哈，在那个Salvation Army那边学到很多东西啊，谢谢。
My name is Christina. Me and my crew, we worked in a vacation Bible school, and the church was run by a lot of elderly people, around 80. So last year they only had 7 kids. So they were really praying that we would bring a lot of kids and have them fun, I guess. So when we got there the first day, we were 2 hours late because they gave us the wrong directions. And everyone was just standing there when they were supposed to be singing and dancing, and no one was really having that much fun. So our plan was just to dance and sing and make fools of ourselves just to make sure the kids had fun. And by the end of the week, all the kids, they were just like yelling and screaming and having so much fun. So it was really great to see that God was working through them.
Hi, I'm Sam, and my crew and I worked at this place called CAP. We helped out with the free lunch program. We would have to pick up coolers and then deliver them to a park where the kids would be, and they would get free snack lunches every day. And one way I saw God work was that my crew and I really got along, even though we were all from different places and we all had like different personalities. I feel like God really gave us all patience. And another way is that I saw God's love through people. When I got sick, everyone was really nice to me, and people took care of me, and like my crew gave me a thank you card and stuff, and Mrs. Gam took me to the hospital, so they were really nice about it, and thanks, that's it.
Hi, my name is Victor, and I worked at 2 different houses. One of them was Mary Ann's, and my crew just helped her weed and paint. And I saw God working in my crew because, like, everyone got along, and we all had teamwork. And we just went from one place to another together. And one way God renovated me was that now I can forgive more than I did before. Yeah.
My name's Grace, and my crew got sent to the senior citizens nursing home, and we would just talk to the elderly people there and keep them company and, like, play games with them, do activities with them. And so God changed me that week by kind of making me respect older people more. Like, I always thought they were boring, and I would call them just old people. But now I guess I would just call them elderly people. I think it's more respectful. And, yeah, one God sighting I had there was when me and one member of my crew went to talk to this lady there. Like, the guy who ran the place said, like, she hasn't opened up to any of the people that went there to, like, talk to the people. Like, she hasn't opened up to any of them. And, like, when we talked to her, like, at the end when we had to say goodbye, she was actually crying and, like, wishing that we didn't have to go. So that kind of really touched me. And another way God changed me was, like, every night we would have little things like forgiveness or peace or something. And I think God helped me to forgive people more easily instead of holding a grudge and, like, living my life more without, like, any weight. And he also helped me to try to keep peace at wherever I was at, like, try not to start any arguments or fights and just try to get along with everybody.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and for 3 days my crew cleaned windows at a school, and the last day we painted someone's fence. And one way I saw God working in the people around me was my crew, because they were all from the countryside, and I was the only one from the suburban. But still we got along and everything and had a lot of fun. And one way I saw God working in me was that I realized I could experience his peace more when I need it, like in school and stuff. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Max, and we work at the 4-H camp. The 4-H camp is kind of like what you do in, like, Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, hiking, climbing, like, playing, like, stuff like that. It's an overnight camp for most of them. And while we were there, we were mostly doing grounds work, like, shoveling, like, gravel around, like, to get it smooth so, like, mud wouldn't build up when it rained. We also had to dig a trench to put a fence in to keep the raccoons out of one building. And we also had to paint, like, repaint a cabin. And our last job was also, like, work of, like, the day camp kids, like, the really little ones. And, yeah, well, one of the God sightings that we saw was, like, well, I didn't see it because I was working somewhere else, but my group said, like, one of the day campers was, like, really off to the side, not talking to anybody and not, like, joining in, like, any of the games. But by the end of the day, he, like, opened up and, like, he was just playing with everybody and getting along well. And how I think God renovated me during this week was just, like, he gave me some more patience with people, and he made it, like, easier for me to forgive others.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Rosalie, and my project was working at Clifton Springs Hospital and Clinic Nursing Home. And basically what I did was I wheelchaired old people to birthday parties and to Walmart and stuff. And I also got to visit their rooms and talk to them. Like, I talked to this one man for an hour about how he fell in love and about his life in the war and stuff. And I think what I learned during this trip was that, when I first found out I was doing nursing home, I was sort of disappointed because I wanted to do, like, painting or something, like tough work or something. And I didn't really want to work with old people because I didn't think they were very interesting. But then and my whole crew thought that they didn't like old people either. Like, they all wanted to do something else. And they were pretty disappointed too. And but then I just sort of, like, decided that I should, like, look at it in a positive way and try to, like, keep an open mind about it. And I ended up enjoying it a lot more because it turned out that old people are really fun and they're really funny and stuff. And a God setting I had was that when we were on this boat ride on the Erie Canal, this old lady kept on saying I love you to like all our crew members like a gazillion times. She wouldn't stop, and I thought that was really nice of her.
Hi, I'm Whitney, and Rosie's my sister. And I worked at Agribusiness Child Development Center. It's like a really nice place. They have like 9 different places around New York. But anyway, one of the criteria to be in the program is that you had to be Mexican. And these Mexican farmers, they're really poor and they get paid minimum wage and they move around a lot. But they bring these children, their children to the center, and the staff are really nice. And I had the same situation as Rosalie. Like, first I didn't want to work with children because I was like, I don't like children that much. But after a while, like, I really felt touched by them because I, like, at the end I wanted to adopt them, but they had parents. But anyway, like, one little girl, like, she kept crying, like, around everybody, but then when she saw me, like, she wouldn't cry. And I was sitting down, she just, like, plopped into my lap with a book, and I read to her. It was, like, really touching. And the staff that works there, like, I work there, like, 4 days, but the staff, they work all year round, and, like, some of them are volunteers and some of them are paid, but I can't imagine them, like, working there, like, with all these children, like, oh, it's, like, a ruckus, but it's hard to take care of children sometimes, and, yeah. And one of the ghost sightings is that Sam was sick, and her fever and her temperature got up to, like, 104, and I went to the hospital with her, and we stayed till like, 3. But the next day, she was, like, all, like, tired, her stomach ache and headache. But the next day, she was, like, really hyper, and she was, like, healthy. So God helped us. God made her more healthy, like, and brought her back. So, and one of the guys I worked with was named AJ, and he also went to the hospital. And he, before he went to the hospital, he, like, worked with us, and he had, like, a shirt on, had a cross. And one of the little boys, like, asked him what it was, and he told him all about Jesus and, like, how he died for us. And at the end, the boy was like, the next time you see Jesus, can you tell him that I love him too? And that was, like, really touching when he told us that. And, yeah, so in the afternoon, I got, like, I shoveled rocks from one place to another. And, like, nobody complained. It was really hot and sweaty. And that's another thing that God helped us, like, to not complain no matter what. So, thanks.
Okay. Hi, I'm Connie, and I worked at family care homes with my crew. So we went to 3 homes, and we helped, like, old people and disabled people. We stained their deck and painted and cleaned their homes. And I think I saw God's love work through us because everyone was really, really thankful. And I remember this one old lady, at first she seemed kind of grumpy and she didn't say much, but then after a while she was laughing with us and she just seemed really happy and she kept saying, I really appreciate this. So I think she saw God's love through us.
我想大家都会认识我，好，我叫倪建云。那我这次去是在一个星期以前才决定的，是他们的Wake Up Hope， 他需要一个 adult， 好，一个成人，所以 Brady 就叫我去，那我就答应他去了。那我去呢，那边我跟Max 是分在同一个地方 4H Camp 他们的。就像他想的是那个 Girl and Boy Scout， 像这样子。那我们做的就 painting 为我们的小木房子哈，还有铺那个路，他们石子就是小石子的路，那走走都会走掉，就是你要把它放石子，然后把它踩哈，就用很多的 label 就，然后呢那个石子会走到那个 grass 去，你还把它从那个 grass 里面爬出来，你知道？那我们在还有就是最重的活就是。那个要挖要 dig 那个一个周围的一个沟样子哈啊，因为有那个什么叫什么浣熊哈，那个 raccoon 会这样子钻进去，我们把它翻成 fence 这样子周围。那我们做这些事情，觉得我学了很多这次去，
其中有两项我想跟你们分享的，就是第一项就是我觉得平常常常在这个 church 里服侍哈，也关心，也会关心这个 church 的 member 哈，就是教会的成员，可是从来没想到是说 OSA 的 church 的人哈，church 外面的人，或者是 church 外面的事情哈，那 community service 很从来不会配这个 attention 去。可是我今天我这次去了，我就学到说他们的 use 那个 mission 的那个意义哈，真的是主耶稣来到地上就是那个爱，爱世人的爱，就是服侍世人，他不是单单服侍他这些门徒。然后我就觉得说我给我一个更新哈，我觉得说我们的旁边的受区，我们就是要 pay attention 哈，去服侍，这是神要我们做的事情，不单单是在我们教区里面。那第二个我最大的帮助是我们哈那个我们的 group 哈是两个小组并在一起的，所以七个人一组，我们一共这样子并下一起有十四个人。我跟 Max 就是我除了他以外，我就不认识任何的人，他们都是从不同的教会、不同的地方来的，也是不同的年纪。那可是我们从第一天连名字都不晓得，到下午我们可以彼此开玩笑，我们可以这么马上就熟了。然后四天的当中，我们的那个 warm 哈，真的是很快就好了，然后好像认识了很久的老朋友样子。那这小孩子我们就是很爱很 take care of 对方哈，很关怀人家。我就像我背不舒服，他们就会小孩子就会要来帮我背包，你知道吗？然后我被那个病那个刺了一下，这些人就觉得那个 penny， 他们说可以 walk， 就把那个 penny 放在上面就请住，然后喷了药，帮我喷药，马上就好了。我们就看到说互相很体贴，互相很了解哈，这么短短的四天。然后在最后一天我们还用那个 water fasting 哈，因为大家都浇水，你知道吗？每个人都湿的，你知道，汤汤水的，你知道吗？就是我没有，我背了一个包，我都不要，他们就不敢。可是我也湿了一点，没有像他们这么湿，可是可以这么和谐，这么一起玩。那我就想这样一件事情，我觉得说我在这个教会已经在十几年了，到这个教会，我在我们的家庭小组也参加了这么久。可是我们要 take 这么 long 哈，好像要 warm up， 要彼此这样子的和谐，彼此会约花了这么多长的时间哈，彼此认识，要彼此这样子。可是我就觉得说他们的原因哈，我觉得说是怎么样呢？我就发现是说我们可以接纳对方，他们可以接纳彼此的不同。不是我们今天是说我们这个十四个人的性格相合，所以我们可以在一起。其实我们十四个人的性格完全不一样，可是他们接纳。就像今天我其实 Brady 讲的 message， 他讲到爱，可是我根本没有想到他会讲，我就是想到说这个那个 acceptance 要接受人家，包括那个爱，你知道。我们里面有一个小女孩是很活泼哈。那个 Max 叫他称他是 energetic， 你知道，他是一个精力充沛的人，他就真的上跳下跳就是这样子。然后如果说你可以看他是说从不会的地方看出，你知道这个人这个小女孩怎么这么疯疯癫癫的哈，怎么这样子不能接受他。可是我们这一组的人就接受他，接着就是说他很想他很可爱，然后给他的那个 nickname 就想声响，你知道吗？好像阳光一样。如果我就是想说这个女孩子不在我们小组，我们大概会很 boring， 没有这么好玩，你知道。所以我们看他，看每一个人都是好长处，你知道。那还有个小男生哈，你跟他讲话，你只要 start 一句话，他可以不停的一直可以讲下去。然后他如果你不讲话，他也可以在你旁边一直讲。如果你会觉得说这个人是很怪怪的吧哈，这么很 real， 他这么样子讲。可是我们不会这样子觉得他，没有一个人眼光这样子看彼此。 他们觉得他这个人好可爱。然后我发现妈妈发现在我们这个当中合在一起，他这个问题不成问题了。我是看到他这个可爱真的很好的一个小男生。那我想说我们我自己哈也被他们接纳，我相信说我这个人也是不会被每一个人都接纳，可是他们真的是接纳我这个人，他们给我取的名字叫 Sweetie。 然后 Brady 我们都有 mail， 然后最后一天 Brady 给我 mail， 他觉得很重，他说这个很你怎么这么重，就是他们给我了一那个 candy， 是那个sunny seed drop， 然后那个chocolate cover sunflower seed，然后后面是写的说 sweet expression， 所以他们会觉得我是 sweet， 可是我在相信说在我之间我的先生面前他一定不觉得我是 sweet。 可是我觉得说他们真的是看到我的长处，他那个短处就看不见了，不是说我们短处不要改变，可是我们就都看到长处，其实长处就是我们的短处，短处也有可能是我们的长处。我学到的一个事情就是说，我本来我在一项教会里我常常喜欢跟一些熟的人在一起，一个跟我个性相似的人在一起讲话。我今天觉得说我们包括我自己哈，一定要走出这个 comfort zone， 一定要去找一些不要在这个舒服的环境里面，然后接纳对方，接纳对方真的是包括我们，包括真的主耶稣还需要爱的，真的是需要接纳。然后我真的是想了这件事情，我想说神给我这个感动来分享的。因为你知道我们最舒服的地方是在哪里呢？最可以 relax 的地方在哪里？最可以成为自己的哈 be ourself 在哪里？在我们家嘛，是不是？那如果我们教会真的是神的家的话，我们就需要来彼此接纳，彼此对方制造一些舒服的环境 comfort 的环境，然后很安全的环境，可以我们可以比自己 self 哈，我们可以那个，然后这是我真的是这样的领受。如果我们都是这样子的话，我们真正的能够更多像神的儿女，然后我想相信神也很喜悦我们这样子，我们的求缺也跟能福星哈能够更讨神的喜悦。那我在这里最后我就谢谢秀琼，因为秀琼跟那个 Brady 哈他们两个人开车真的很辛苦的工作，我真的很谢谢他们，谢谢秀琼。还有我就谢谢大家，我们教会为我的祷告，为我们的祷告，还有在祷告的支持，还有那个经费上的支持，有我真的谢谢大家，没有你们我们也不能这么这个五天的那个好六天的那个那个 mission trip。 还有你们不要觉得你们没有去，你们其实都去了，都 participate 在我们的 mission trip。 谢谢。
Hi, my name is Tim. My crew and I worked at a senior living center. We basically just painted staircases and benches, trimmed some hedges. We also got a talk with a senior residents. Jesus taught me like I should let him create peace in my life. And the God sighting that I saw was that while we were working and eating lunch, there was an old lady that came to us and really enjoyed talking with us. And that just really moved my crew and I. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Luna, and my group went to the same thing with Whitney. We took care of kids that were that parents had as farmers who didn't have enough money for preschool, so it was kind of free. And a way that God moved me was that, like, I grew louder and more outgoing because the kids, they tell you what they think, and they never told me that I was weird or crazy or anything. So my confidence, like, grew a lot, and I'm a lot louder now. And the God sighting that I saw was our crew wasn't really, like, our crew clicked a lot, and we didn't have, like, we weren't, no one complained that much. So, yeah.
Hi, my name is Thomas, and the place we worked was in the Wayne County Senior Nursing Home, and there we just got an area near the front door ready for a garden, so we, like, put on cardboard and compost and mulch. And one way God renovated me was during the night that our thing was forgiveness. So we had a chair, and then the person who spoke said that place, whoever has sinned against you or done wrong, put them in this chair and ask God that he would help you forgive them. And so after I prayed, I finally forgave them, and I felt that a really heavy burden was lifted, and I was at peace. And then one way I saw God working was through our crew, that we got to know each other so well in just, like, a week's time. And normally, to make a friend, you would have to go, like, through a long period of time. But in our crew, we just all got along really well, and I felt that God really prepared that in advance for us. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, in a moment, we'll take just a couple minutes of questions, but I'll share just what I was doing. I was working at the VA Medical Center, and I've got to say, I too, like some of them shared, I was a little disappointed at first, because basically, for the first couple days, we had these long stick things with little grabbers at the end, and we'd pick up cigarette butts, like, just put them in the garbage, and, like, we picked up 1,000 cigarette butts, and we were sweeping the stairs, kind of where people would take their breaks. And so, in part, that's kind of where I feel like God was renovating me, or what he's teaching me, is because, at least at a retreat, in July, one of the things the speaker talked about was, worshiping God in everything that you do, okay? So, I feel like God was showing me, like, hey, you can worship him, you know, with your attitude, and with your thoughts, and how you interact with people, even while you're, you know, picking up cigarette butts and stuff like that. So that's one way. And then I feel like a second way God is renovating me is one of the themes was love, kind of like I read in the passage. And I feel like another way God is renovating me is one of the things I really love about God's love is just that his love really takes risks and is really involved. And so I think God is slowly, you know, just teaching me, just deepening how to deepen my love for other people. And then how I saw it with God's sighting that I had, our group, this is our crew up there. And it was kind of cool because each one of us, we're in a different crew, so we were all split up into different crews. And so, but my crew, we did eventually get to interact with some of the veterans at the VA Medical Center. And one particular guy, his name was Fred. And so our group just fell in love with Fred. And he was I'm pretty sure he was a believer. And just some of the things that he shared with us, I mean, I saw God in Fred. So, he's holding a teddy bear. One of our group, they had a Build-A-Bear that they brought with them. And so she gave him that Build-A-Bear. And he was just really, we were mutually encouraged by our relationship with just meeting each other. So it was really cool. So, I'm just really thankful. I'm really proud of everyone here because I just feel like everyone, like, stepped out in faith and really was open to serving. So I'm just really proud of all of you guys. So I just want to take just maybe a few minutes. Like, if anyone has a question, you can just raise your hand and we'll do our best to, one of our group will do our best to answer the question. So any questions? Does anyone have a question for our group? Okay, it's all right. All right, then. We've got one last thing to share, something that we've learned, so something that we want to share with you guys. So if you guys want to come up and...
No.
All right, so... what's that? Sure.
So every night when we would come back from our work sites, we would all meet in the... like the Sanctasium, and we would do this one song and everybody would dance, so we really encourage you guys to dance with us or at least clap your hands.
Everyone would stand just for a moment. We're going to, like, actually join in. And just follow us behind. Like, be seated. All right. So yeah, that's a little jig that we do almost every night. Every night. So while we're there. So I just praise God for how He worked in us and how He worked through us. So let me I'm just going to close in prayer, and then we have a response song. Okay. No response song. Anyways. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just give thanks to you. Lord, we know that it is you have put a new nature into us. You created us new, and you are continually renewing us, continually renovating us. You are changing us through other people, through circumstances, through your spirit. You are changing us. So, Father, I pray that we would put on your character, that we would have patience and humility, and that most of all, as we live with one another, that we would put on love. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity that we had to just get out and serve, and that by loving one another and loving our crews, and through you working through us, we were able to touch others. Father, thank you for protecting us. Thank you for watching over us. You gave us safety and protected us on the way out and on the way back. So, Lord, we just give you so much thanks because we know it's all from your hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
给他们掌声。